Happy 2024. I am Anthony Moore, and this is Garden of Glass. Hello and welcome to another episode of Garden of Glass. I am Anthony Moore, and happy 2024. I know it's like mid-January. You know, I'm hoping that y'all had good New Year's, good holiday. And it's been cold here lately. Like, we've been snowed in. All last week, I'm talking about everything was just covered in ice. Hard to drive, hard to get supplies. They just had pretty much the whole state shut down, you know. But made it through. Made it to give y'all another episode. It's a few things that I want to talk about. We had previously talked about in older episodes, AI. This AI is getting even more advanced. I mean, before we start, got me a little bit of rum. I'm not a big rum person, but I decided to pick up some today. Spice rum, it's pretty good. Pairing it with a Hawaiian breeze latte cigar. It pairs pretty well. But anyway, going back to the AI. So in older episodes or in episodes previously, we've talked about the AI, the Michael Jordan AI, the ones that we've talked about deepfake a little bit. We really haven't went into depth about deepfake, but we talked about using other people's voices to scam people, such as the story about the mom who got scammed with the call from her daughter, and they give $10,000 to try to get her out of jail, or she was held captive or something like that. And for them to give her, for her to give them $10,000 to get their daughter back, come to find out, the daughter was just on a trip. You have nothing to do with it. She was in no danger, just using the power of AI. Now this first one anyway, it's about this principal who says it wasn't him, allegedly. He been caught talking to, I think, like the vice principal or somebody that works at the school named Kathy, I think, and has some pretty racist things to say and anti-Semitic things to say. Let's check it out in the video.
Baltimore County Schools has launched an investigation after the principal of Pikesville High School was allegedly recorded making racially charged comments.
That recording is circulating online and includes derogatory remarks about student staff. We want to warn you about that. But a state senator says it's his understanding that the principal's union claims that recording was generated using artificial intelligence.
I seriously don't understand why I have to constantly put up with these dumb here every day. Between these ungrateful black kids who can't test their way out of a paper bag.
That voice allegedly belongs to Pikesville principal Eric Eisworth, seen here on the school's website. The clip is 41 seconds long, beginning with racially charged language about black students and their academic performance. A few seconds later, the derogatory comments turn from students to staff members.
Should have never been hired. And don't let me get started on, I'm going to drag his black out of here one way or another.
In the final seconds of the recording, the conversation turns again to the community.
And if I have to get one more complaint from one more Jew in this community, I'm going to join the other side. Kathy, I'm done.
We do not know who recorded the comments or the context in which they were made. It's unclear when or where the statements were recorded. But as you heard, the speaker addresses someone named Kathy. Parents tell us they believe that's assistant principal Kathy Albert, though we cannot confirm that.
Dang. Yeah, so supposedly that wasn't him talking. That was AI saying those racial and anti-Semitic things and stuff like that. I use AI a lot, you know, whether it's ChatGPT or with this stuff to edit everything like that. So it's upsides and there's downsides. You know what I'm saying? It's just how you choose to wield the power. You know what I'm saying? So you can use it for good. You can use it for bad. You know, so it's all in how that person chooses to use it. You know, and of course, just like with anything, you're going to have some people who use it to scam people, or in this case, use it to mimic the principal, allegedly, and say certain things. But here's where it gets dangerous. That's dangerous too, but this is where it gets, that only affects, you know what I'm saying, that certain area, and you know what I'm saying, possibly his family and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? I get that. But that doesn't impact all of us. But in this next story, this could potentially affect all of us, how AI is being used. Let's check it out.
It's a reminder of something I told y'all 9 months ago on April 14th, 2023, to be exact. I am fully aware that nobody takes me serious because I have a lisp. I relate a lot to Rafiki from The Lion King. I can see where the things I say may come off as sounding crazy, but if you actually listen, if you really listen, you might learn something from your friendly neighborhood bad guy, Charlemagne the God. Okay, see, last year I got on this radio and warned y'all about the dangers of AI, and today there's a couple of situations I want to bring to your attention, okay? A hot mic supposedly caught President Joe Biden threatening to wage war on Texas with F-15 fighter jets. Now calm down, all you digital Democratic D-riders. I know y'all just be ready to come to the defense of Massa Biden, but just relax. I'm fully aware that the audio is artificial intelligence. Let's listen.
I'm going to make sure those cowboys don't stop the surge of military-aged men from entering. If we have to send F-15s to Texas here and wage war against Texas, so be it.
Scary. Especially being that they got the noise in the background, like he's just talking somewhere. Very scary.
So this AI was used, of course, as you heard, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Charlemagne and the Breakfast Club, which was a part of his donkey of the day. Using it to mimic world leaders, you know what I'm saying? Such as our current president, Joe Biden, you know, talking about waging war on Texas or dropping bombs or whatnot on Texas, you know. So it's like, if you're able to do that, I mean, the possibilities are endless. I mean, you can mimic any world leader to say anything and could potentially start a war. You know what I'm saying? I feel like war going on already, but it's separately. You know what I'm saying? It's a cyber warfare, you know, so, and I feel like it's been going on for a while. It gets a little scary sometimes when people use it to this extent. And for them, it could just be a joke. You know what I'm saying? It could be, people do things now for clout. People do things now just for laughs, jokes and stuff like that. But you don't know how far to how far to take it, you know, and before it could possibly be something that's detrimental to all of us, you know, just being deemed as a joke or something that you just want to go viral. You know, everybody wants a viral moment. So, man, just be aware of the potentials of AI and how big it can get. And, you know what I'm saying? Anybody getting a strange call about somebody needing some money, you know, especially if you don't recognize the number, man, hang up and call that person directly and see if that was them. You know, if somebody calls you and they don't say anything, because now they say that it can only take, it only takes like 3 seconds. Somebody listening to your voice in order for them to capture your voice and be able to mimic it using AI, you know, so be very skeptical whenever you pick up these phone calls in which you don't know the number and just start talking. I normally, like, if it's a number I don't know, I normally just like pick it up and I don't say anything for a minute. And I wait to see if the other person is going to say hello or hey or something. And majority of the time, it just hangs up. You know, then I instantly just block it after that. You know, so just be aware, man, like there's different forms of scamming now that that we're not used to. You know, so just be aware, stay mindful, and Don't believe everything that you hear or see. You know what I'm saying? Question everything. Question everything. But I always want to leave on a lighter note. And I came across this video of these two guys. One they call the Raccoon Whisperer. And then, you know, so the other one is also dealing with raccoons, but in a different way, you know. But they both can be called the Raccoon Whisperers. But let's check it out.
Three more pounds of hot dogs. Here. You eat that. All right, you ready? Wait, let's sit down. Wait. Okay. Wait.
Oh, this guy, the raccoon whisperer.
Oh, my God. Here. Take them.
Eating hot dogs.
You like my new hat? I just got that in the mail today. It's crocheted. Raccoon hat. Here! Oh my God, they're ripping my coat and everything. Here. Talk about overwhelmed with raccoons. Yeah. Here.
Only in the hood, huh? Only in the hood, huh? Raccoon. Look, this swiper, it's a stick up.
Hands up.
Look, watch this. Boy, that's cold, man.
Hey, man, that's badass.
Man, that's cold.
This nigga trying to wreck.
This nigga got it.
What the fuck is going on?
Oh, he like you.
Hey, man, shout out to the Raccoon Whisperers, man. But yeah, y'all stay aware. Keep your eyes and ears open. Don't believe everything that you hear or see initially. You know what I'm saying? Question everything. And watch out for these raccoons. You know what I'm saying? These raccoons can be vicious. You know what I'm saying? What if he ain't have enough hot dogs? You know, he said that they were ripping his jacket already. What if he have enough dogs? Then he want to talk about this crochet raccoon hat that he probably got from somebody off Etsy. You know what I'm saying? It was dope. I ain't going to lie. You know, this little Etsy raccoon cap. I might even look up and see if I can get me one. You know what I'm saying? Raccoon Etsy crochet hat. Shout out to the Raccoon Whisperers. You know what I'm saying? And then the other guy, having his raccoon do tricks, you know, looking like Rocket off of Guardians of the Galaxy, you know. But man, I appreciate y'all, you know, rocking with us, you know, tuning into the episodes, and stay tuned for more content. Stay tuned for a whole different, I'm gonna say a whole different, but you know, different setups and different angles of the show. You know, I'm definitely excited about what's coming this year, you know, so hoping for bigger and better things. And if any brands out there want to sponsor the show or something like that, you know, want to send us products to talk about for us to advertise and, you know, get your name out there, feel free to hit me up. You can DM me. You can send me an email. I'll put my information in the comments. I mean, in the links below. Till next time, I've been Anthony Moore. And this has been another episode of Garden of Glass. Peace, y'all.